Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's in the mailbox today? A lot of things are in our mailbox. What's in yours? We'll check through ours. When I say ours, I mean mine. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner's here together to serve you on September the 28th. It's Wednesday, National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Every year celebrated last Wednesday of September. Do you believe that? Last Wednesday of September.
Days away from October.
I know, and Halloween, and Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and New Year's, and Valentine's Day, and then it's spring again. Okay, so today's a special day to promote the importance of health awareness. Earlier in the program, if you didn't hear it, you can go back and listen to thegooddayshow.com's website or put it on your device, whatever, and hear the conversation that we had about the benefits, these new blood tests that help detect cancers and that sort of thing. More often than not, it seems that there's a problem with women's health more than men when it comes to this sort of thing. So today, anyway, we talk about the importance of health awareness. That's really what it's all about. Preventative medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who one of the two doctors associated with this program, is a preventative cardiologist. That is, he tries to get people to understand what they need to do to keep their heart healthy. You know, in reality, most doctors are in business to fix people after they're broken. That's how they make their money. They don't make their money by keeping you from being broken. You come to them when you're broken so they can fix you, which seems like kind of a crazy system. In Japan, Jay, did you know that doctors don't get paid unless the cure they prescribe works? For example, if you get sick and you need a cold, come up with something simple, and you go to a doctor in Japan and whatever the fix is doesn't fix your cold, you don't pay them. Doctors only get paid in Japan on results. So maybe we should...
That's kind of great.
Have that system here, yeah? Right? Car doesn't work, you bring it to the dealer and they fix it, or they don't. You pay for it, doesn't work, you bring it back and they fix it. You don't pay for it. Again, unless you're not that smart. Anyway, so back to Women's Health and Fitness Day. The acknowledgement that each gender has specific needs when it comes to your health. So this goes back 20 years. When it started to promote physical fitness. That's probably around the time. When was Title IX passed? Do you remember? Equality for Women in Sports in School. Maybe it was early.
I want to say the 60s, but it seems.
Or was it that far back?
No, it's 70s. It was in 72.
Okay. Anyway, why would we not want to have women physically fit, no matter what their age? There's nothing sexier, no matter what it sounds like coming from somebody like me. Women who are in shape, muscular, tight, nice, that's attractive. It is.
Well, I think it just goes with kind of what society deemed at a certain time, because what, in the 50s or 40s or whatever, women were encouraged to work out, but to do so at their home, because to sweat in public was just unheard of. Blasphemous. And then way back in the day when women were always wearing corsets, and it was like it wasn't about working out to have a certain physique, it was using tools to give you the appearance of a physique, and it would cause what abdominal, they would like lose their muscles and they were fainting all the time, and it would almost change their body in a way that their body could not support.
Well, the fact that women, you know, there are people who think that muscles are all about masculinity. They are not. There are plenty of women who are beefed up that look fabulous, and it's an inspiration. So if you're looking, no matter what your age, there are some women that I know who are my age who lift weights regularly, spend a lot of time in the gym. It's fabulous for them. They look great. Not only that, but imagine what it does to their longevity quotient. Excuse me. It just It just is a magnificent way for you to keep yourself physically and spiritually, mentally alive. That's what exercise does. Build up them muscles. Okay, here's something crazy. I just saw an ad for a... this makes the point of advertising, I guess, much as anything else. There's a crematorium, funeral home and crematorium in Florida, and maybe they get a lot of business because of the storm surge and the hurricane this week. They give out to prospective customers a lighter. The lighter says, "Thank you for smoking." And then on the other side of the lighter is their logo, Beckman and Williamson Funeral Home and Crematorium, Cocoa Beach, Florida.
That is so dark.
It is, but think about it. Isn't it? The message is made, is it not? Mm-hmm. Of course it's dark. But speaking of Cocoa Beach, we're going to have John Harper on in the next half hour, who's in the middle of this surge. Right now, the Hurricane Ian's surge has, let's see, I'm looking at the storm surge down around Tampa is 4 to 6 feet. On the other side, near the St. John's River, the storm surge is 3 to 5 feet, looks like right now. The forecasters are saying both coasts are getting whacked. West Coast may be the worst, but we'll get John to tell us what the situation is right now. Everything is shut down in central Florida and on the coast because the hurricane's going across the state right now. So we'll catch up with John a little bit. All right, here's a quiz. You ready for mind? I think I did this. Well, I'm going to do this for the benefit of the audience, even though I did it. I teased you and James J. a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Spell "Damn it, I'm mad" backwards. Ready?
Am I allowed to answer?
you're a human being. You got a mouth and a mind. What, this is school, the fourth grade?
Well, I feel like I'm cheating.
This is heaven. I got my hand up. Can I answer the question?
Because I feel like I'm cheating if I answer the question.
No, that's okay. You can answer it.
It's a palindrome. It's the same forward and backwards.
Damn it, I'm mad is the same no matter whether you put it forwards or backwards. You are correct. Yep. There it is. The mind-bogglingly difficult.
Words are fun. Can we just be honest about that?
Yep. From the What's Right is Right department, Lendale White, after the NCAA, because of the Heisman Trophy drama involving Reggie Bush, still doesn't have his Heisman Trophy back. And his old teammate at USC, Lendale White, says, "I'm mad as hell." It looks that, well, you got to wonder. He earned the trophy, that is Bush, in 2005.
Mm-hmm. And then it was taken away.
Why was it pulled away from him, though?
His family received benefits during his time as a Trojan, which at the time was against the
illegal
rules. But
right
now, yeah, they've updated those rules because you have NCAA video games and different things, and people are making money off of these athletes, these student athletes' likeness and what they're doing and everything. But yet these students were not receiving any benefits or money or anything like that. And so they've since changed the rules. So if he was doing this today, it wouldn't be against the rules. He'd still have his Heisman Trophy. So Lendale White is saying that, hey, rules have changed. You should give him his trophy back, because they also realized that it was wrong to make money off of these student athletes and the student athletes not benefit in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a strange reality. And it doesn't, it's, at first it didn't seem right. And I'm not sure I'm convinced even now that it's right. There's too much emphasis on money and athletics in college instead of on, hello, it's school. You're supposed to be there to learn, not to play basketball.
But you think about it, this is kind of their job. They should benefit in a way,
well,
because there are other students who are not student athletes.
But it shouldn't be their job in college. Their job in college should be to learn, right?
But then,
that's what they go to college for.
But on the flip side, then nobody should be making money off of them as well.
Yeah, I think I'm on that page with you, as a matter of fact. Thank you. The folks at Lyft LYFT, are going to freeze hiring now that the economic situation seems uncertain for the rest of the year. So here's a very interesting reality. They couldn't find enough drivers, so they went all out. Both Uber and Lyft went crazy. Actually, through pandemic, well, nobody took them anyway during the pandemic. After the pandemic, couldn't find. Just like going into any restaurant. I was in a restaurant yesterday, grab a quick sandwich at noon. Well, it was, I don't know, about 1:30. And signs all over the place. Work here instead of, this was a restaurant. It was a Pandora's box. Hello, Doug.
Panera?
Panera, thank you. You see, you're getting to understand my lingo. Good for you. Congratulations.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Okay. Sorry, the Panera, there's a sign on the door. We're hiring, and you don't have to work at the drive-in. Which is the, right? All the fast food joints, you got to work at the drive-in window. And people are yelling at you and throwing things at you. And, you know, it's pretty demeaning, I think. I would think that working in it, I don't know, because I never did it, but I can't imagine that it's fun. But that was their pitch. Work for Panera Bread, and you don't have to go to the drive-in window.
Which is kind of absurd, because so many Paneras have a drive-thru.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never seen a Panera with a drive-thru.
Yeah,
really?
There's, it's not all of them. Most of them.
Most of them in malls. There's strip malls and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them are in like the strip mall and stuff, but pretty much almost all of the standalone stores that are their own building, they have a drive-thru.
Really? Anyway, so as far as Lyft is concerned, they've stopped hiring people because they're worried about the deteriorating economic outlook. And see, we keep talking about that stuff. So the S&P has gone off. The last few days, the last few months, and, you know, all other things are off. That's what happens.
Yeah, this is what's going to cause it.
Come on, let's get with the program. It's not, the world's not coming to an end. Let's stop talking about the negatives. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Compliment.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. The business of farming in many of our Midwestern states contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. The decline is dramatic.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, September the 29th. It is Thursday morning, and we have some celebrity news. Usually when you celebrate something, there's something good to celebrate. However, that's not the circumstance here. There are a couple of things that are going on or have occurred in terms of celebrity and the sort of following that some people have, including a fellow named Coolio, who was, and I use the, I emphasize the past tense, was 59. The story of his passing after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Rap legend Coolio. Born artist Leon Ivy Jr. in 1963, he moved to Compton, California when young and rose to prominence in the Los Angeles rap scene in the 90s. His debut solo album, It Takes a Thief, was released in 94, where the lead single, Fantastic Voyage, reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. He released the title track of his sophomore album and one of the biggest rap songs in history, Gangsta's Paradise. The rap anthem, went on to top charts worldwide, and was nominated for 2 Grammys, winning for Best Rap Solo Performance, as well as acting and record producing. His major hits, 1, 2, 3, 4, Something New, See You When You Get There, and the theme song to Kenan and Kel, Aw, Here It Goes, are just some of the tracks in his legendary body of work. We remember rapper, actor, and record producer, Coolio.
All right, so I'm not a fan, nor do I follow the careers of many rappers, but Coolio I have followed a bit, know a little about him. And so when I learned that he passed, I said, drugs. Jay said, heart attack. I said, drugs. Jay said, heart attack. So the combination of bad drugs and living a bad life will lead you to have a heart attack at the age of 59.
Yeah, he has quite an interesting life. He actually grew up and was a very bookish, very studious, very highly intelligent, and then grew up in poverty and started turning to a little bit of life on the streets to better fit in, got into gang stuff, got in trouble at a very young age for bringing weapons to school to sell, and pretty much ruined his scholastic career. But then he found rehab. This was before Gangster's Paradise. He found rehab and then went to become a firefighter, got into rapping. There's a whole long story about
It sort of ends the same sad way, unfortunately, for guys that start like that. Too bad. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If your pet suffers from noise phobia, you probably cringe every time thunderstorms are forecast. Instead of celebrating the 4th of July, you probably dread this firecracker-filled holiday. Dogs in particular, with their keen sense of hearing, often suffer from noise phobia, and their frightened behavior can be stressful for the owners as well. If you have a particularly nervous pet, use a recording of whatever sound the dog is afraid of. Tape record or download from the internet the sound of a thunderstorm, a firecracker, a baby crying, even the Harley Davidson your next door neighbor recently bought. What you need to do is play these at a very low volume in the evening when it's nice and calm and it's really quiet outside, giving the dog a lot of positive attention. Then over a period of time, when you notice the dog starts not paying any attention to the noise, increase the volume gradually till you can play it at full volume. Obviously, it's called desensitizing. It works great for whatever your dog is afraid of when it comes to noise, especially for you expectant parents out there, because a baby crying can sometimes confuse your pet. Make a recording, play it gradually, your dog will get it. I'll more next time.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the past 24 hours, Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines, and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Overwhelmingly, it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted as a result of that. In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet.
Over 2.5 million homes are without power this hour. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterm elections, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6 committee announced Wednesday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So this is a story of a baby boy's sight. The son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it, and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and the person happened to notice that.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the 29th of September. So, I may sound a little bit groggy. I got a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning, and I don't have phones near me, but I happened to last night because my daughter's dog is very sick, so I called her late and I left the phone by the bed. I don't usually do that. And it was a call from Radio London. Radio London wanted me to go on to the hurricane.
Oh, wow.
And I said to the... I get the calls from these people from time to time because I have a couple of really good friends who are talk show hosts in England. And so the guy says to me, well, you're following the hurricane, right? And I said, yeah, like everybody else, kind of. And he said, well, we want to get your point of view. Okay, so I'll give you my point of view, but the hurricane's in Florida. How come you don't call somebody in Florida instead of calling me? Well, you're our expert in America. when we have a problem or a question about something going on in America, like, they call once in a while and they want my take on the Trump stuff or, you know, whatever is going on here, they want my take on it. And so I gave them the story as best I knew at the moment, because the hurricane has kind of changed its mind a bit. It's slowed down. We'll have John Harper with us later today. We had him with us yesterday to talk about John runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. And whenever he's sort of like the guys in England call me, I always call him when there's something in Florida. I call John Harper, right? Like they.
He's our expert. He's our ears expert on the ground. Yeah.
Well, he's on it, and his observational qualities are superb. And so in this circumstance, I was reading a couple of posts, a couple of social media posts, one of them from one of our listeners, whose name is Susan Fleck. She lives down in the Naples corridor, and she was describing the trees bending and the wind blowing and the portable toilet that they had on their deck floating out to sea. So there are a lot of people who are evacuating, and there are a lot of people who are not evacuating. Some people are worried, some people are not, some people are hunkered down. Some people who live in the condos, you know, it's a little tougher on the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Some of those condos go up 20, 30 stories. I think I'd rather be on the bottom floor, thanks. But anyway, the bottom line is that Ian has plowed into Florida's Gulf Coast, and the force of the winds, some of them were 140. Most of the winds were 110, 120 miles an hour. They were peaking at 140 or so miles an hour, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
And two and a half. It was so slow moving, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yesterday, we thought it would be, when we talked to John, it looked like it would kind of be gonzo up into the Carolinas, but kind of gets stuck in central Florida. And so the fact that it's gone slower than it would have when you would have thought of, it has made more of a mess. So, you know, you make. That hurricane just sits there and keeps blowing, and the wind keeps the wind blows, the rain flows, and the storm surges make a mess. So this is one of the worst problems, one of the worst storms they've had, especially back to where this lady was in Fort Myers in that Naples corridor down there. The hurricane now is moving north, it would seem. And now it's Category 1, 75, 80-mile-an-hour winds. But yesterday, oof.
Yeah, and then those catastrophic storm surge.
Yeah.
That
well, it stuck.
Just waiting on it.
Yesterday, when John was on with us, Jay, it seemed like it was already in Orlando and headed east of Orlando on the Space Coast about an hour. So they were feeling it already then, but then it started.
But then
it just stopped. Like it moving 8 or 9 miles an hour.
Hung over Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, for a long time.
Yep. So, anyway, the most impacted areas, it looks like, that were directly in the path, where that area you're talking about, Lee County, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, all these people without power down there. DeSoto County also is without power. So it's not, it's, well, you know what? It is what it is. It is the modern era of everybody getting upset about stuff that's been happening forever. Florida, ever since I was a guy, I started going down there. My mother was sick in the 60s. My father bought a little place down there. I remember going down to take care of her, and it was, you know, if there's a storm, you kind of close the doors and close the windows and climb under the bed and hope for the best. Anybody who's on the coast, on either coast, whether you're on the West Coast, the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater side, Saratoga, those areas, or you go to the East side, Palm Beach County, down into Boca and into Miami-Dade, those places have been walloped by hurricanes. Because look at the map. It's the state of Florida sticks out. Yeah, there are about 300 miles of the state that are unprotected on both sides. So that's You know, it's what you expect. It's wonderful to be warm. It's wonderful to enjoy the beaches. It's great to have sunshine and lollipops and roses. But don't get worked up. If, you know, you protect yourself by getting out, I suppose, if you can. But it's Florida. And it's September. And it's hurricane season. And this stuff happens. It's like expecting, you know, getting all worked up about having a snowstorm in New England in February. That's what you get. So I'd kind of like to throw cold water on all of the sensationalism that surrounds this. Is it news? Yep. Are people talking about it? Yep. Are people staying vigilant? Of course. Trying not to worry? Yep. But, you know, you're not going to do anything about it, number one. So there's no point to be frightened. And there's really no point to, you know, you get into your car and you get stuck in the traffic jam. You're going to get annoyed about that? Why are you going to get annoyed about it? It's just, that's the way it is. And the more you read into the social media stuff, or worse than that, watch the damn television, because it was like there was a, you know, a nuclear bomb had just gone off in Florida or something. It's a God-blessed hurricane. You can tell now I'm getting vexed about this, but I'm telling you the story because the story is easy to tell. It's the same story that you can always tell about these storms, especially if you live close to the water. And it isn't, by the way, it's not just the water on the coasts. It's if you live near rivers and stuff, because the hurricane will suck up every bit of water and then throw it back at you. That's what it does. It just sucks it up.
Yeah, that's astounding.
Yeah, it is. It's a Mother Nature freak show. Mother Nature is always going to win. If I'm I feel badly for the people who are going to have a problem with it, lose property and stuff. Better to get out of it if you can.
Those can be replaced. The lives.
Yeah.
Just stay safe. Be prepared, especially if a lot of things I was seeing on Twitter were people talking about if water starts rising and you're in a single-story home and you have to go up to the attic or something, take a sledgehammer, take an axe, just in case water rises so much that you have to bust yourself out through the roof and go get up on the roof.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of practical stuff that is on television.
Things that a lot of times you don't really think about.
Right. But see, the thing, and I'm going to get off this horse. It just is up here. We're interested in it a little bit. Where you are in Cleveland, you're interested because you don't, you know, you want to have that that empathy and sympathy for the people. And there'll be the usual spate of the 501c3s that you can donate to, and hopefully, if you find the right ones, then the money will go to the right causes, but look out for the scams. And so other than that, you need to move on and find something else that's of interest and import in your life. All right? So I have done that, and I will share what I have found that I think you will be extraordinarily interested in right after a couple of these stories. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, well, there are some other things that are going on. I wanted to, as I was looking around and thinking, okay, I gave short shrift to Hurricane Ian because there's pictures and there's words and yada yada. But the next thing, if you really want to get somebody all worked up about it, okay, what's going on in the Gulf? Well, in the Atlantic Ocean, I can't tell you about it. The Gulf is mostly impacted by Ian. But out in the Atlantic, there's another storm, a brewing. The surface water there is very warm, so it seems for this period, this shortened period, there are stronger storms that are rapidly developing. And then they get weak and they kind of dissipate. This Category 4 storm here has been unusual this year. There hasn't been a whole lot of them. And I was trying to think back to back in 2000, and there were three or four hurricanes that were pretty stiff. But I don't think the average from the last 40 years has been that the storms have been mostly Category 1s, once in a while Category 2. But the climate changers, the folks who are looking to scare the hell out of you because we're going to ruin the earth with our bad habits, and if you don't buy an electric car, the hurricane's going to get worse. The actual story is that the hurricanes were much worse between 2008 and 2011 in terms of the ferocity number. You know, since then, the hurricanes now. This could be also caused by the global change. People call it global warming or whatever, and then people that don't understand or that want to make fun of it, that, oh, the temperatures aren't that warm. Look at this. It's getting cooler. That's not how it works. The bottom line is that what happens with climate change is things change from whatever the norm. It gets colder in some places or it gets warmer in some places, but it doesn't maintain its averages. That's what climate change is. Things change. They aren't what they used to be. But then nothing is. So, again, I'm not taking away from climate change, but the reasoning and making everything about climate change is complete nonsense as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, you were going to say, Jay.
No, I was just going to say, it also seems kind of like things are shifting a little bit more. Like, yeah. I remember growing up, and it would snow a lot earlier in the year or in the season than it would. Like, possibly around Thanksgiving, there would still be snow.
Yeah, you see.
And
some snow
now it seems like we're lucky if we have a white Christmas anymore.
Yep. I'm dreaming.
Everything seems like it shifts.
Of a white Christmas without a hurricane to have. That's the end of that. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Aha! 53 at the hour now. It's farm, food, and family time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, what do we have? Do we have a, I think today's the first day in a long time we haven't had a recall. I don't see any recalls anywhere. Do you, Jay? No recalls.
No, there's the, what is it, the raw and pasteurized cheeses that we talked about this week.
Yeah, we had that. But yeah, nothing today.
We may have a little bit of a break.
All right, so there's news from the Pepsi company that perhaps will be of interest if you have a sweet tooth. We all know, I've told this story before, people laugh when I tell them that it wasn't until a couple of years ago I even knew what a s'mores was. But we've got now, the world is open to s'mores. I love talking about s'mores. Matter of fact, I love eating s'mores. So let's get to the this sandwich of sorts after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Farm, Food, and Family Time on Good Day. The story about a new s'mores collection. So, you like s'mores, right?
I used to once upon a time. I don't really have a sweet tooth that much.
But there's this sandwich.
I stand behind them. I am for them.
Gooey marshmallows, melting chocolate, graham crackers, It's the kind of thing
that
people... I
think half the fun is just setting something on fire.
Yeah, and like this is how the other people seem to like it. It's a fall sort of thing, right? Campfire, yada, yada. So
the
Pepsi Cola...
The bonfire, yes, so good.
Yeah. Okay, so Pepsi this past week unveiled S'mores Collection. Three beverages, each with a distinct flavor resembling a key part of the treat. And so the toasty, the first one is a toasty marshmallow, uses marshmallow base. So this is a drink, right?
Yeah, this is Pepsi. So it's basically like flavored Pepsi. So you have the toasty marshmallow,
this is not
like you
end
said,
well.
It has the marshmallow base, and then that some kind of a toasted layer that mimics that fireside flavor.
Right.
You have the graham cracker with the notes of honey and cinnamon, and then you have the chocolate one. That's obviously notes of chocolate.
So 7.5-ounce cans, the mini cans from Pepsi. You can construct your own s'mores, so you can pour this stuff onto a regular s'mores that you're cooking, I suppose, too, right? If you're
Why not? Or pour some into some vanilla ice cream, make like a s'mores. You can mix and match.
So it's like a free ad for Pepsi. All right, you got the story, folks. You can find it in your in the sugar section of your local supermarket. All right, here's some good news from the world of corn mazes. How many people have visited already this fall? Here's another fall thing, corn mazes on farms. I don't have one because my friend up the street does. Otherwise, I probably would because I got lots of corn that are growing. Actually, after the corn maze is over, I chop it up and feed it to my cows. And so this incredibly detailed maze was planted on an Illinois farm to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Dr. No.
So cool.
Yeah.
So fun.
James Bond movie. So this is a 10-mile deal. Man, can you get lost in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 miles, the trail is 10 miles long, 28 acres of the Richardson Adventure Farm in Spring Grove, Illinois. So the five main Bond actors are perfectly immortalized. Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Daniel Craig, Pierce Brosnan. And then there's a Bond girl in the design as well, and Aston Martin in the design as well. So apparently... Big James Bond fan, and you decide, this is pretty clever. This is very clever. You know, one of the reasons, and this would be a good story for the American Family Farmer, because what I'm trying to do is give people ideas on how to make their farms more successful. So I think I'll drop this into our next American Family Farmer Show, which you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. How's that for a plug? 59 past the hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.